episode 9 of the Landon Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, we are undefeated since the formation of the Landon and Jeff Show.
2-0.
Do you think that we get credit? Do you think that the team is sitting around listening to the show, thinking we don't want to lose for those guys because we don't want to hear them have, they don't want to hear the pain of a 12-year-old boy have to talk after a loss?
I do think that definitely has some sort of factor. And I feel like we'll hopefully continue that trend of not losing for a long time.
Well, I'm going to guarantee it that we're going to beat the Raiders this week. I don't know if you know this, but I work out here in California, and one of my good friend Chris Villardo, who's our senior executive creative director here where I work, is a huge Raiders fan. And we are going to have a lunch bet unlike any other lunch bet. But I'm guaranteeing on this podcast we are going to beat his Raiders.
I do strongly believe we're going to beat the Raiders at home, especially since they're going to be wearing black.
Yeah, that can't be overlooked. All right, before we get into last week's game, just update you on our picks that we do with our good friend Mike. Mike, of course, hosts the DolphinsTalkDaily.com podcast. Mike is 3-3, and we are 2-4 after a pretty subpar week. Both of us went 1-2, and I think the lessons I learned are don't trust anyone in the NFC East since we lost both games with the NFC East teams. I think that division is a train wreck, and it's nothing I want to be associated with. So my goal, Landon, is to not pick an NFC East team to win the entire season. Are you okay with that?
I am perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, we got burned twice, and who would have thought in either instance what's going on? But the state of Florida, how about that? I mean, you've lived in the state of Florida, you know, your whole life. I've lived in the state of Florida most of my life. The state of Florida is undefeated in football.
That is pretty insane once you think about that. That since there's three teams and not one of them have lost a game.
Well, that's what undefeated means, pal.
Nowhere.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure you got it because basically the point you made was that, well, what's amazing about them being undefeated is that no one has lost. I think what's amazing about them being undefeated is that the expectations going in by the experts or the so-called experts for Miami and Tampa Bay were so awful. Everyone thought Jacksonville would be good, but still, anytime you beat New England, that's a great thing. But I think it's really pretty amazing the way that it's worked out so far. What I'm also excited about the state of Florida, and this is what our wager for with Mike is on, is for some Syracuse gear that the Syracuse Orange, who both me, you, and Mike support, made sure that one team in Florida had a pretty bad loss and took care of Florida State. But that's for another podcast, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, let's get into the Dolphins. I want to ask you, because I watched the game both as it happened and then I watched a bunch of highlights. Talk to me about what you think worked, because I have there was a couple good articles about it today I read, but those guys are right on. There's one thing I think that has shown me some change, but I want to get your perspective because this is a show about you and kind of your unique point of view.
I think the run game has been really going good for us. Our running backs have gotten a ton of yards with not as many carries as I'd like them to have, and they've been very effective on the field. And once you take the pressure off Ryan Tannehill is when we become a much better team. We're sixth in rushing. We were nowhere near that last season.
Yeah, I think that's the key to the whole thing, right? I just think that, you know, I said it, I think, in one of our earlier episodes, that if we ever decide to become this running offense, good things are going to happen. And I really think that good things are definitely going to happen here as long as we continue to run the ball. Because if you think about it, Frank Gore's been excellent. Kenyon Drake's been excellent. And in theory, there's some depth with, you know, Balazs and Perry behind them. Running could be a strength. The other thing is, I think we're all pretty aware that with the Josh Sitton injury, that Ted Larson is much better as a run blocker than he is as a pass blocker. So if that's the strength of the line, then that should be the strength of the offense. So kudos to Coach Gase and the preparation and the play calling that we are committed to the run and we're not abandoned. Because it's more fun to call pass plays, right, Landon? Like when you play flag football, you get excited when they tell you to pass the ball as a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So it's got to be more fun for Coach Gase as a play caller to call pass plays. But kudos to them for continuing the run. And there were a couple great articles today in the local Miami papers that I saw on the internet that echoed the same sentiment. So we're not saying this is an original thought, but well done, guys.
And it is nice to know that if you hand off the ball to a running back, that they can gain 5-6 yards if they need to. They can gain touchdowns, many yards, and they've been doing that. They've been playing well. And if that continues, I feel like we're going to be a really elite offense.
Yeah, and the other thing that I thought was really, really great about it was, you know, at the end of the game, when we got the ball back and we were kind of in that perilous situation of, are we going to blow this or are we going to hold on and win it? When's the last time you can remember, now you're much younger than me, when's the last time you can remember the team successfully running out the clock and running the ball and keeping the clock moving and just ending the game? I don't remember it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's not something we're familiar with.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it seems like to me that, you know, it's one of these things where if we can just stay committed to it, only good things are going to happen. So very, very, very excited to see how this goes. I'm also really excited about just seeing, you know, the record doesn't lie. When Tannehill is healthy and Coach Gase has the quarterback that he wants in there, they win. And also when he throws less than 30 passes in a game, there was a stat I read, someone had it, they win. So let's just keep doing that. And I think this is a great opportunity this week against the Raiders, because you mentioned it right off the bat, and we'll get to more of what worked, but I want to make this point, Landon. You know, where does the visiting team, for those who don't know, at Hard Rock Stadium, where do they stand the entire game?
They sit right in the sun.
Yeah. And we're going to make them wear their silver and black jerseys, and that's going to be hot. And if we can run the ball and dominate their defensive line, it'll get easier as the game goes on because they'll be tired. So I think that's a good thing. All right, Landon, give me some other things that worked for you.
Some other things I'd like to mention is I feel like there's a new Fitz magic with Minkah Fitzpatrick. He's been playing really, really well, especially considering he's played two games in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he said that's a pretty – if you're going to have two games to start off your career, that's not a bad way to start it. I was very, very happy with that and super, super thrilled, you know, to figure out that this guy is a great fit for our team. Now, today some news came out, and I'm sure by the time you listen to this, there'll be more clarity, but Rashad Jones missed practice today. I'm hoping it's nothing and it's nothing serious, but just having the depth back there with Minkah is going to be so valuable. But the way he's been making plays and certainly doesn't seem like a rookie. Really, really great thing.
I really agree.
All right. You want to give me a couple more things that worked for you before I get to what worked and that you may or may not have mentioned?
Some things that I think have worked once again is the passing game. I feel like we've been making a ton of plays, and I feel like we kind of traded out Jarvis Landry for a bunch of other skillful players. And I feel like having the options and not having the stat sheet completely lopsided has been working much better than it has in previous years.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Albert Wilson. I mean, just when he gets the ball, it just seems like good things happen. You know, we saw the points he scored this week. That was great. But it's not even about that. It's just that he is so explosive when he moves and so fast. And, man, what a good fit for this offense. And you know there's going to be a play. Like you saw when he was in the backfield, right, Landon?
Yes.
So he was a very, very elite high school quarterback. There is a play. I know there's a play that they've written that we'll see. Hopefully it'll be like in a big key moment that that he will actually fake the run and he will throw the ball and he will be successful at it. I can't wait for that to happen. That's just great, great excitement to look forward to.
And I feel like that would work perfect with Kenny Stills because his specialty is getting in past the defense and being fast and catching those lob balls. And I feel like if we're going to do something with Albert Wilson and we're going to dare, we're going to go all out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, I just think it's going to be a really, really exciting offense as the season goes on. But I think that this commitment to the run game is what's different this year from past years. I feel like in past years, when we needed to run out the clock, we would have thrown two screen passes and probably gone one for 1 yard, one for -3 yards, and then we're in 3rd and 11. Next thing you know, we're flipped over, giving them the ball in good field position. And that's kind of the next thing I want to talk about, Landon, is how good would, you know, you're a soccer player. You need to take some lessons from our punter. Man, he was amazing how good he was last week.
He has been kicking the ball like crazy, which is good in the sense that he's kicking the ball, but I don't want him kicking the ball at all. I want to get the ball on 3rd down, and if we're going to lose the ball, so be it. if we're going to turn, if we're not, I don't want to turn it over, but if we do have to punt occasionally, that's fine. But I don't want one of our headlines to be how good our kicker is, like, or our punter is. That's a good thing, yes, but should we be punting that much to where it matters? Probably not.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's true. So yeah, you're right. You don't want him punting, but if he was going to punt, to pin them back deep was pretty, pretty good. All right. Can we talk a little bit about the Raiders?
We can.
Do you remember when Coach Gruden coached in the NFL before this year?
No.
Well, that's because
I do not.
You were alive, but you were really little. You probably were watching football with me. You just don't remember it. I am excited for this game because I think that Gruden is. This isn't going to work well for them. I'm enjoying every second of it because I didn't really. You trade your best player. I thought it was so funny after the game. I don't know if you saw it, Landon. After they lost to the Broncos, he said they need to work on the pass rush, and you just want to say to him, well, you just traded Khalil Mack. So clearly that can't be a good thing. When you trade your best player away, that can't be a good feeling in your locker room or a sign of commitment. So that's one of those that I think is a little bit crazy. But, man, what a mess they were. I watched the end of the Broncos-Raiders game, and you just knew that the Raiders were going to blow it and the Broncos were going to win that game somehow, some way. And I have that feeling that this week, you know, they're doing the west to east thing, which I do quite frequently when I come see you, and you're playing at 10 o'clock in the morning your time. Your body's not ready for it. You're going to be in this heat and humidity like you haven't seen, wearing all black. I think this just sets up for I'm hoping we can get an easy victory because the first two games were a little too close to comfort for me. So I'd love to see an easy victory, and I think this is our chance.
And I do feel like we're starting to gain momentum. After three games of wins, that's when momentum builds and there's confidence and the team really, really starts working as a unit.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think that's one of those things where they did show in the second half some great signs of life with the offense, that they were getting Amari Cooper open, they were getting Cook, their tight end, open, and that concerns me, but I'm hoping Minka can take out Cook, and that Xavier Howard can take out Cooper, and then it's like, who's left? Because I don't know. And if the pass rush can do what it did, Denver's pass rush was all over them, and I think our pass rush is better. So I'm pretty excited about it. But they did show some potential in offense. I think where their weakness is in the defense. I think that their secondary is not very good, and I think that they're we can run the ball on them. So I think that's going to be the key to success.
Yes, I would agree. But the other thing is the other weakness that I would kind of say is their run game, because I believe they have not scored a running touchdown. Or no, they've scored two.
Yeah, they've scored a couple, and Marshawn's pretty good. I think he works hard, runs hard, but he's definitely getting up there in years. So I think that's going to be a difficult thing for them.
I do agree, especially considering that our defensive line is going to be all over them. And hopefully it'll stop it before our linebackers have to make a one-on-one tackle.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. We definitely want to be able to stop that for sure. But even though I was a little impressed with Raekwon and Baker and those and Kiko had a really good game, you know, the fumble he forced and just in general he played really, really well. So maybe this is a good combination for them. Who knows? I thought it was going to be one of the biggest weaknesses of the team, and it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
I feel like Kiko, some games he's on and some games he's off. And once we get a lead, he's on, always, guaranteed. But the second we start going down, I feel like things just pile up and he just doesn't play as well.
Yeah, I think that I agree with you. I agree. I think everything you said is correct there, that when we're in the lead, he seems to definitely play better. But that probably is just an allotment of what the situation involves, because when you're leading, obviously his assignments become different and the offenses you're playing against become more predictable.
I guess.
Well, I mean, if you're up by 20 points, you know they're going to throw the ball more, right? So you're not worried about the run as much. So it just makes them more one-dimensional. That's what the key. Again, we said it last week on the pod. I think we said one of my keys was for them to get an early lead, and that proved, you know, not that we're fortune tellers on this show, far from it, but that proved to be a good thing for us.
I do agree with that.
All right. Well, we got a couple more minutes left here before we make our picks. we are not picking the Dolphins game as one of our three, but before we do our big picks, we will make a pick on that game. Is there anything else that you had on a list of things you wanted to cover? Because I think that the neat thing about the show is we're getting the perspective of you, a 12-year-old Dolphin fan, soon to be 13-year-old Dolphin fan. And then I need to ask you your jersey questions for this week. So you have anything else you want to talk about last week's game or anything on the list for the Raiders game before we go to those other two topics?
Nope, I feel like we covered it. We covered the Raiders. We covered their weaknesses. We covered our strengths in the last game. We covered the last game, and we're covering this game. So I feel like we're good.
Okay, all right, let's go through the jersey plan. So you told us last week you were going to do Tannehill on Friday and Xavien Howard on game day. Did you follow through with the plan?
I did follow through with the plan.
Okay, what's the plan for this week?
I'm going to wear Tannehill on Sunday, and I'm going to wear Howard on Saturday because the shirt's a little big and it gets a little bit annoying dragging at school.
And what about on Friday?
On Friday, I might wear one of my older jerseys with Ajayi or Amma.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why would you switch what worked the last week?
I guess I won't switch it then.
I mean, why would you not do the exact same thing, Landon?
I'll do the exact same thing then.
Okay, please, on behalf of Dolphin fans everywhere, do not change the pattern until something forces you to change it, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to go Tannehill Friday and Howard game day?
No, it was the other way around last week.
Oh, it was, okay. So Howard will be Friday, Tannehill game day.
That's why I moved that one, because I was walking around and it was dragging on my hips.
All right, well, I leave it up to you, but don't change the game day jersey, if nothing else, okay?
I'm not changing it.
People are very superstitious. All right, so we've accomplished that. So let's each make our pick for the Dolphin game. I sort of already given mine, but I'll give it again. You go first.
My first pick will be the Bears over the Cardinals. I don't feel like the Cardinals are playing very good by any means at all, and I feel like the Bears are coming off a big win against Seattle. I feel like they'll be able to win the game by far way too easy.
Oh, wait. No. I want to do our Dolphins pick first before we get to the picks with Mike.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Well,
I feel like the Dolphins.
Okay. So your Dolphins pick is what?
The Dolphins will blow at the Raiders.
Yeah, me too. All right. So we've done that. All right. So we're against Mike, and Mike gave his picks on yesterday's podcast, so you got to make sure you listen to it. But we are 2-4. He's 3-3, so he's a game lead on us. So the first pick, you just said we're going to take the Bears, correct?
We are.
Okay. And then I'll do the second one because you picked two of these and I picked one. Next week I might pick two. I picked the Rams over the Chargers. As someone who's living here in Southern California, everyone here in San Diego hates the Chargers because they left. But the Battle of L.A., I don't think it's going to be much of a battle. That Rams defense is scary. That's one of the best teams. And Landon, I think you got something in the mail this week that's connected to this game, didn't you?
I have. I got a signed Jared Goff jersey.
Yeah, Jared Goff's one of the really good guys in the NFL. We should try to get him on this podcast at some point. Maybe in the offseason he'd be a good guest. I don't know why anyone on the Dolphins podcast would want to listen to him, but I think their team's really, really good. I think their coach is really, really good, and their defense is insane. So I don't see any way they don't win that game. So we are going to take the Rams in that game. And what's our third one?
Our third one is the Vikings over the Bills. The Bills have had a huge quarterback problem this season, and they've played far from good. And I feel like it's the same reasons as the Cardinals. We're just a poor team, and we're just kind of picking against them every week.
I agree. I think that's going to be a strategy you're going to see as we try to catch Mike. We're going to pick against the Cardinals and the Bills as much as we can. That Bills team's a dumpster fire. I mean, how about a guy retiring at halftime?
That was very interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine? It's crazy.
Those two teams are reminding me a lot of the Browns. They have two quarterbacks, and neither of them are good.
Well, I think Baker Mayfield's good.
Not right now, he hasn't played.
Well, he hasn't played. You can't tell if he's good if he hasn't played, right?
But I feel like they're not going to start winning all their games the second he comes in.
I agree with you.
That's not going to be the case.
All right, well, we're going to wrap this thing up. I do need to congratulate you. You made, as an underclassman, a varsity middle school soccer team. So congratulations, pal.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. That's a good accomplishment. What number are you going to wear for school soccer?
I believe I'm going to be wearing 34 if I get the choice, because I've worn that number for 3 years.
Yeah, that's been your soccer number for a while. If you don't get 34, what would you try to go with to tie it into the Dolphins?
I'd probably try and get 17 or Kenny Stills' number.
Okay. I don't know if they do numbers in the 80s for soccer players. We'll have to investigate that. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to the Landon and Jeff Show. We did, I don't know. Do you think this was our best work yet, or you think we're still trying to figure this out?
I feel like next week will be the best because we'll be talking about a blowout and we'll have a good, intense chat against the when we're talking about how we're going to be playing the Patriots.
I know. I'm not looking forward to playing them. I really don't like them. But hopefully they'll be on a two-game losing streak because maybe the Lions will upset them somehow and then they'll be playing us. Or maybe they'll have a big win this week against the Lions and be overconfident. Who knows? Either way, leave us some comments here on the website. I haven't seen too many comments yet, but we'd love to get some comments from you to hear. I mean, it's such a unique perspective getting to hear through the eyes and ears and emotions of a 12-year-old, you know, kind of who lives and dies with this team, as those of us who are sports fans or a little bit older can all relate to that. So that's what it's all about for me. I love just getting to spend the time talking Dolphins football with you.
Yes.
All right. So you want to close the show and take it home?
Yep. That has been episode 9 of the Landon Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's Jeff's dad. Thanks for listening. All right, buddy. I'm going to go send this off to Mike, okay?
You said Landon's Jeff's dad.
I am. Oh, did I? Oh, well. Leave this in as a blooper, guys. I'm Jeff. I'm Jeff Landon's dad. That'll be our name. All right, buddy. I'll call you later, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you, pal.